You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to episode 140.
Season 6, episode 16.
Of Two Mr. P's in a podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back to Spring 2. We hope you all had a wonderful half-term break, whether it was the first week or the second week. I was trying to think of the date, but I can't remember.
It was the week of Valentine's or the week after Valentine's.
Yeah, but we are back. We are back to hopefully keep you trucking along. And a bit out of the norm, before we check in with each other, I'm going to jump straight into a story, right?
Okay.
Because this was something I forgot to share on the last episode, right? So if you remember, we were asking you guys for funny dates or funniest things that have happened in relation to sort of Valentine's Day. And then I did stumble across this story, which is a few years old now, but still I reckon one of the greatest dating fails ever, right? So I'm going to read it straight from the GoFundMe page.
Okay.
So that gives you a little bit of an indication as to what this might entail, right? So strap yourselves in. I recently took a girl I met on Tinder to Nando's. We had a lovely evening and enjoyed each other's company very much. After our meal, we went back to my house for a bottle of wine and a Scientology documentary. Okay.
Yeah.
After about an hour into Louis Theroux and chill, nice, should have just said that, Louis Theroux documentary, my date got up to use the toilet. She returned with a panicked look in her eye and told me she had something to tell me. I went for a poo in your toilet, she told me, and it wouldn't flush. I don't know why I did it, but I panicked, she continued. I reached into the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper, and threw it out the window. I was understandably concerned and told her we would go outside, bag up the offending poo in the garden, bin it, and pretend the whole sorry affair had never happened. Unfortunately, owing to a design quirk of my house, the toilet window does not in fact open to the garden, but instead into a narrow gap of about a foot and a half separated from the outside world by another non-opening double glazed window. It was into this twilight zone that my date had thrown her poo. Here are two photos to illustrate. And I'll add the photos in. So you can see the sort of picture there.
Yeah.
And if you're careful, you can just see the little bit of poo at the bottom there.
Yeah.
So as can be seen in the picture, the inside window opens up at the top into the gap that is separated from the garden by the non-opening double glazed window pane. Seeing only one solution, I messaged our house group chat and went upstairs to find a hammer and chisel to smash open the window. My date had other ideas. Being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced that she could reach into the window and pull the poo out. Using the tried and tested inside-out blagger's glove technique, or inside-out bagger's glove technique, should I say. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach. She climbed further in and had the same problem. Eventually, I agreed to give her a boost up and into the window. She climbed in head first after her own turd, reached deeper into the window, bagged it up and passed it out over the top and back into the toilet where it came from. She called out to help me to help her climb out the window. I grabbed the waist and pulled, but she was stuck. Stuck fast. Try as we might, we could not remove her from the window. She was stuck fast upside down in the gap. Here is a picture to illustrate.
Oh, my days.
It's just the great. This is a first date. You've only met him on Tinder, and this is where it ends up. Unfortunately for my date at this stage, I could only see one way out of our predicament. She'd been upside down in the window for about 15 minutes. I was starting to grow concerned for her health. I called the fire brigade. Bristol's finest were on the scene, sirens blaring in a matter of minutes. Once they'd composed themselves after surveying the scene in front of them, they set to work removing my date from the window using all of their special fireman hammers and tools. It took about 15 minutes. Here's a picture of them working.
I mean, the pictures are harsh.
The leg in the air.
The leg in the air.
Unfortunately, although my they rescued my date unharmed from what must have been a rather unpleasant confined space to find yourself in the process they had to completely destroy the window with their special fire tools. I'm not complaining, they did what they had to do. Problem is, I've been quoted about £300 to replace the window. As a postgraduate student, that's a significant chunk of my monthly budget. It then goes on, essentially, the GoFundMe page is to replace the window. To which they raised £2,835, which I believe, because that's gone over the £300, they are then, they're donating it to charity. But oh my God, I was so disappointed after the last episode that I didn't fit that in. So I was like, right, next episode, we've got to talk about the replacement window.
Was there a further date? Did they talk about whether they saw each other again?
I'm keeping myself and my date anonymous for pretty obvious reasons. To respect the privacy. It doesn't say. I mean, would you?
Listen, having a numero do so is a natural thing. I have no issues with dates, partners going for a poop. Throwing the poop at down the window thing. I mean,
but the initial thought was, because what our initial plan was to do, scoop it out the toilet. Right?
Oh, no, I know. Flush, dash it.
And throw it out the window into the garden. I wouldn't want a second date.
No, that's a bit shady. I would say that, you know, romance and relationships are built on honesty. She should come out and go, listen, I've dropped the kids off at the pool and the pool is not flushing.
Yeah.
And then you'd go
it's
from
that
there.
Capacity. We do not have the capacity. Yeah, I don't think. But then it got me thinking, could she possibly be a teacher? You know? Could that be? Because straight away I thought, if you're at ease with picking up poo,
yeah, I mean,
you
that's
may well
fair.
Be a teacher.
But then saying that, though, she's clearly gone lemon
Again,
and herb.
Amateur gymnast. Check.
Yeah. She's clearly gone lemon and herb at Nando's, because if it's good enough to pick up and wrap up,
oh yeah,
she's
yeah.
not gone not, extra hot.
She's not gone extra
she's
hot.
She's not gone extra hot.
Not gone extra hot. So yeah, right.
What a way to start.
What a way to kick off this episode. So how was your half term? How was Amsterdam?
Yeah. Obviously, for those that didn't know, went on a little trip to Amsterdam for Cockney John's, the notorious Cockney John's 40th. And yeah, it was relatively tame, to be fair. It was a great right. time. We had a top time, a really good laugh. But in terms of, you know, craziness like stags, it was all, you know, I think you kind of we felt our age, especially him, obviously yeah. turning 40. Well, we did a big all day drinking session one of the days. And I have never seen a man so hungover than Cockney John the day after. I mean, he was in
it's
a serious.
In your 40s, doesn't it? It hits bad enough in your 30s. Hangover. It's one of the worst.
Yeah, and it was good though. It was good. It was Amsterdam. I mean, I don't know. You know, you've been, haven't you? And yeah. it's a really weird place. And don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed it. We went to Anne Frank's house and the museum, which was, you know, pretty heartbreaking, but it was amazing to see. We did like a bit of a booze cruise and stuff. But I think when we arrived there, this is where Amsterdam just blew my mind. It was like, we arrived there, it was still light. And we made our way to kind of like the main strip where all yeah. the bars and the sports bars and the cafes and all that kind of jazz is. And we made our way there and it was still light. And there was like families walking around, and they love the crepes and stuff, don't they? And
yeah.
you know, all these little kids with ice creams and stuff. And I was thinking, what a nice place. It seems so friendly. And then we went into one bar and had like maybe a pint, maybe two. And then as we made our way out, it was pitch black. There was no families. They had dispersed. And it was well shady. And there was just like, you know, people walking by with the hoods up. And then it was funny. These two guys were just having a conversation outside this shop. And I was walking and this guy, well, I felt like he cracked a joke to his mate. As I was walking by, this guy was like, cocaine. And I was going like, no. And then it just started getting a bit. And then there was like dancers in the windows. Like they'd gone from being like, you know, come bring the family to just suddenly this, you know, these women dancing
the
in the
red
windows.
Light district, yeah.
No, it wasn't the red light district. It wasn't the red light district. I didn't go straight to the red light district. I don't know what you...
I won't say about you. Got any John?
Brav, I need it. but no, to be fair, it was very... It, when I say tame, it was just more... It would have been different if we were in our 20s, put it that way. We were kind of like... It was chilled. It was we had a big day on the session, then we struggled the next day. I'd say the bit that... I was telling this to someone in work. The bit that made me feel just a bit of a pig was obviously we'd had loads of food and stuff when we were there, and we were flying early when we were coming back, so we had to get up at like 4 a.m., get to the airport for like 5, and then when we were at the airport, it was 5 a.m., and I was so hungry. I was like, oh my God, I'm starving.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like 5 a.m., like what's going to be here? But Amsterdam Airport's mint, to be fair.
Yeah.
And there was a Mackey's, so I was like, oh, amazing. But then I've got a bit of a love-hate thing with Mackey's breakfasts at the moment. I'm not massive. I'm more of a Tim Hortons man.
Right.
So I went to think, and I saw this guy walk past me with a double cheeseburger. And I was thinking, no way. They've got the main menu on. But they had everything on. It was like everything. So I was like, oh, amazing. So at like 5:30 in the morning, I was sat there eating a big, large Big Mac meal, obviously.
Yeah.
Extra cheeseburger, and then they did peanut M&M McFlurries.
Oh wow!
So I got one of those, and you know, when you just sat in the airport, I was tired. I was a little bit down that the dream was over, that half term was nearly over, and I'd been away. And I was eating this ice cream, and I was thinking, "You pig, you worthless pig! It's 5:30 in the morning."
Well, the fact that the highlight of your Amsterdam trip was a peanut M&M McFlurry in the airport.
No. Wasn't the highlight. I went to a cinema there. It was decent as well.
Yeah.
Because they had Tango Ice Blasts, but they had like Frozen Coke. Oh, you know, right. Like they have in Florida.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not really giving out like I'm like a... I think people were expecting more, more of like craziness. But yeah, it was... I think when we went on that all day sesh, we ended up in this sports bar. And we were really hitting the drinks hard, to be fair. And then this woman was just like, you want Shong request? And I was going, that's my Dutch.
Is it, right?
And I was going, yeah, sweet. So we started writing down songs. Now, she'd never heard, but we put on all like the songs that me and Cotney John go like crazy to. Like, you know, remember Russell Brand in Get Him to the Greek, like Infant Sorrow?
Yeah.
We put on Bangers, Beans and Mash, right? And this group came in and me and Cotney Jonas stood in the middle of this sports bar going like, will you come for my bangers, my beans and mash? They just turn around and walk straight out. But yeah, no, it was good time. And then, yeah, it's that thing though, isn't it, with a week off. And I'm sure everybody felt this, whether you're off the first week or the second week. A normal week at work, like take this week.
Yeah.
Right. We're recording this on Tuesday. It has felt like an absolute humdinger of a week, and it's Tuesday. Whereas in half term, you're on Friday before you've even known that it's been a week.
It is a weird, scary. Yeah, it does go really, really fast.
Yeah. No. All good, and yeah, all yeah, just good times in general.
Yeah, so I've been travelling doing some courses. So I've got quite a few sort of courses happening between now and the end of the academic year, and all the details are on my website if you fancy coming along, getting some inspiration for some creative ways in which you can use tech in the classroom. So, but obviously today I was in Walsall, right, which is, Adam?
Walsall. It's is it Birmingham way?
It is. It's just sort of north of Birmingham.
I drive past.
So
the,
I booked
a stadium.
Yeah, I booked the course like a couple of months ago before obviously the strikes were announced. And like yesterday, I was down in Milton Keynes, and there was quite a lot of us. There's about 40 of us in Milton Keynes. Whereas in Walsall today, I only had about 14. And normally, if I do anything in Birmingham, it tends to be quite popular, sort of similar numbers to Milton Keynes. And I was sort of thinking why. So obviously, strike day today in the north of England. And again, solidarity with everyone who's striking. And I know there's the strikes tomorrow in Midlands and then maybe south on Thursday. I'm not 100% sure. So then it got me thinking, well, where's the cutoff, right? Yeah. Where do you say, because obviously Birmingham's Midlands, mm-hmm. innit? So where's the cutoff for the north? Because it made me think, is it not as popular? Is it not, yeah. Is it not as popular because there's a lot of schools just north of Walsall? Like, where would you say, what would your cutoff be as to what's north?
Oh, it's not a good question for me.
It's not for you
anyway.
I
don't really know what's north and what's south.
So Birmingham's Midlands, isn't it?
So that's the middle.
But where does Birmingham start? Where does the Midlands start and the north ends?
I think the north ends...
What are we saying? Stoke?
Stoke, and the Midlands starts in Wensbury. I'm only thinking of
there's
places...
There's got to be a clear line, aren't there? So what are we saying? Stafford or Stoke?
What about Newcastle upon Tyne?
Well, that's north, isn't it?
Is it?
That's northeast.
Is it?
Do you not know?
I'm honestly...
So if I... Because I remember, I must have said this on the podcast, when Tenable used to be on.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a Tenable question about service stations at the motorway. Yeah. So if I tell you a place in England, do you think you could tell me whereabouts it is? In fact...
No, do you know what? No, not really. But the thing is, I don't want people to judge me because I don't really have to teach this to children.
Where's Bristol?
South
what?
Southwest?
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah. You absolutely guessed that, right.
Shooting fish in a barrel, brother.
Where's Watford?
Southeast.
I need more... In comparison to us it is, yeah, but...
There you go.
Comparison
to us, brother.
All right, London.
South?
South what, though?
Southwest?
No.
South north?
It's more south north. South north.
It's big.
I know it's big, but it's not. It can't be south and north.
No, but it could be south and a bit of north.
It's not.
Just a little bit. Just a sprinkle of
absolute
north.
Absolute shocker.
Just
right.
A layer of
all right,
south.
All right. I'll give you a question. Which has been... I've been racking my brains. Mm-hmm. Racking my brains, right?
Hey, how long did that take? Not long, I reckon.
Of course, north, south. Because you one of your... Like, if you were to go on Mastermind, what would be your...
Bruce Willis films.
Bruce, right. So you think you're a bit of an expert at films, don't you?
Films, yeah.
Right, okay. So, I was talking about...
Is it a film question?
It will be, yeah, okay, but let me give it a bit of context first. So I was talking about sort of social media on the training today. And basically, I've had a bit of an awakening,
mm-hmm.
right? So obviously, the triplets now are at secondary school.
Yep.
And I've had a bit of a... Not an issue, really, but basically my children are very much aware of my social media now because it turns out there's quite a few children in their year at school or just quite a few children in the school who, for some strange reason, will follow me on, like, social media.
Right.
Right, which I don't understand why, because I would always assume that there are a lot more people, there are a lot more, you know, cooler, more fun people you should be following if you're, you know... At secondary school than this teacher.
Lot more fun.
Yeah. So that's... My videos aren't made for students. I'm not making content for...
No, you're not making funny teacher videos.
No, I'm making videos for teachers.
Yeah.
You know, for people who... What have a bit of a giggle about
can't
school.
Blame me if they're hilarious for all ages, eh?
Yeah. But anyway, it turns out, I don't think they're sort of being picked on, but there's a bit of banter about it, right? And so my kids are very much like... Oh, you're dead cringy. And basically, the kids
They've
play...
been saying to you that you're cringy.
My kids have been saying to me.
To you, that's what I mean. What did you reply? Hey, guys, I'm sorry that I've been cringy. Mr. Pierre.
Well, I'm like, listen. It's making us a living, kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If being cringy... Yeah,
oh, did you give him the chat? Did you give him like... Hey, there's a roof over your head, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's heating, yeah, but for only a certain amount of time.
Yeah. We're eating tea and I'm like, it's putting food on the table.
Is it nice?
So anyway, I'm talking about that today and then I sort of mentioned about Callum. So my stepson, who not everyone knows I've got a stepson because he, from the age, again, from probably a similar age
he
to triplets.
He thought you were cringe years ago. Yeah. Before you had social media, he thought you were cringe.
Well, yeah, and he's very conscious about it. And he's always said, I don't want to be on your photos because I know your profile's public. Now, I always put that down to his personality. He's very shy. He's quite reserved. And I was like joking, going, you know, I was saying on the training today, if you do follow me on social media, you won't know I've got a stepson because he's never in any photos. And that's not me as the evil stepdad going like, get out the photo. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, hang on a second. So here's the roundabout way, the movie question I'm going to ask you is, can you think of a film where a stepdad is represented in a positive way?
Yeah, right. I've got one.
You've got one.
I've got one. Right. Straight away, off the bat, bang.
Right, so before we go into that, let me ask why. Because then I'm driving home and I'm thinking, I can only remember like the bad ones.
Yeah, there's a lot
or
of
like,
bad
not
ones.
Necessarily a bad one, but they always make out the stepdad to be like...
They're trying to take over, trying
no,
to...
Well, the ones I thought of was Liar Liar.
Yeah.
So the stepdad... Well, he's not officially the stepdad, is he? But what's
no,
he called?
Ron. Is it Ron?
No, is it Ron? I can't remember what he's like.
Yeah.
He's basically a loser, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's basically
a stiff loser.
It's like never cool to be the stepdad. The other one was... And to be fair, the guy's just doing a nice thing. Like, yeah. He's painted to be a loser, but he's just... He's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
But when I was younger, I used to think he's a right dweeb.
Yeah.
Like, he's got nothing on Jim Carrey.
So
but
Will
actually,
Ferrell,
Jim Carrey
Daddy's
in...
Home.
Yeah, didn't even think of that one. The other one was Piers Brosnan in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, Brosnan was a bit of a devastator, wasn't he?
Well, it wasn't even that. He's just being a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's painted to be the bad guy.
Right. Do you want my one? Do you want my one?
Well, have you got any... First, before we go, what are the other bad examples? Because I'm sure there was a film where Vince Vaughn is like a killer. And is John Travolta the dad in it?
Oh, yeah. Domestic Disturbance.
He's a stepdad in that,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, there we go. There's another one. Yeah, right.
There are some psycho stepdads about.
There's loads.
But
like
the thing is, if they made a film about you, it'd be your stepson going like, oh, God, and you just like, doing TikTok dances.
Right, go on then, your positive one.
My positive one, where
have
I
seen
feel like
this film?
Yes, you have.
Okay, give me a clue.
He gets a bit of a rough ride by the kids. I don't think there's much respect there. But then the kids realise that this guy is just out to help them.
You're going to have to give me
find
an answer.
Find something that they have lost.
Ooh. Give me an actor. I don't think
I'll
I'm
give you
get
a
this.
Voice.
Is it a cartoon?
No.
Right, go on. Go on.
Michael J. Fox.
Homeward Bound. Is he a stepdad?
He's a stepdad.
Don't even know. Are you sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
The Walt Disney classic, Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
With Sally
Field.
It was a remake.
Wasn't it? Like the original Homeward Bound's like The Incredible Journey, but this is like Homeward Bound.
The one that we loved.
Yeah,
as
we
kids.
Loved, yeah. And it's Sally
has
Field.
Has it stood the test of time? Have you watched it recently?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Right,
it was brilliant. You got Chance.
Who's Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, you've got.
Who's the older one?
Sassy,
Sally Field.
Yeah, and then the older dog
yeah.
is...
what was he called?
Remember that kids at the end where he's just like...
Shadow! Yes, got
Shadow.
There.
Double
got
check.
There. Right.
Double check. I'm sure, and it's the guy out of Airplane,
was
isn't it?
The dad.
Airplane.
Was the dad in Homeward Bound?
I'm telling you, he was, because you don't remember... Is he still alive? Bob Seaver.
Right,
if you just go on Homeward Bound, like on Wiki, it'll.
Was the dad? Oh, yeah, Pete, his stepfather. Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah, he later adopted them as his own kids.
That's what I mean. What a guy.
Right, fair enough. I'll give you that one. Because I spent the whole journey home.
Has that got me over South North?
All the way home, I was desperately trying to think of a film where a stepdad is represented in a positive light. I couldn't think of one.
Now, right, completely off the topic, right? But this has been... And really, I should talk about this in my movie podcast that I do with Cockney John. And that isn't a shameless plug, but... Adam and Cockney John's Big Movie Podcast coming back this Saturday with a review of Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that have a positive stepdad in there? Was the stepdad the one who gave the cocaine to the bear?
If he does, he's dead. But this is one thing that I've noticed in TV and film recently where I'm like, that's just weird, right? It's this. And I wanted to make a video about it, but I don't know if I can. Might need your help. As the cringy stepdad, is, you know, when someone's having a conversation like me and you, and it's just like, yeah, so what are you doing next Tuesday? And then the lift closes. Yeah. And then suddenly they're walking down a next floor and they're going, next Tuesday, I'm free for drinks. What have they been talking about since they asked that question? They've got in the lift and then they've got somewhere else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's so much silence there.
So you've gone in the lift asking, what are you doing next Tuesday? Yeah. And then the doors open for you to say, well, next Tuesday...
Or not even that, though. Like, I've seen films where it's just like, they'll ask a question in the car and then they'll arrive at the destination and it'll show them walking somewhere else and then the conversation's seamlessly continued. It's true, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you'll notice it. Everyone listening to this now will notice. Two characters walking, talking, and then suddenly it's just like, yeah, no way. When they're entering another room, it's like, whoa, what were you talking about?
Yeah, there's loads of that, though, isn't there? We've talked about
unrealistic stuff.
Happens. Like, it always annoys me how much effort they put into making breakfast that no one ever eats.
That is highly annoying.
It's so annoying. Like, so many waffles and pancakes.
Yeah.
And, like, streaky
bacon.
They're,
like, one day a week. I always hate... just the amount of drink driving in the US.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like they go to a bar, it's like, I'll have another. And then like, do it. And then they just get in the car, like, new lift. Just like, what?
Right. So we'll get into some stories, shall we?
At Carvana, we're in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. Carvana gives you control by letting you customize your down and monthly payments. You can browse tens of thousands of cars online to find one within your budget, and you won't get surprised with any bogus fees. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to shop for a vehicle. Carvana, we'll drive you happy. Availability may vary by market.
Obviously it's that time of the year. We had a staff meeting about...
What time of year is it, Amal?
It's that time of the year. So normally this time of the year you have your second parents' evening, don't you?
Mm.
Do you? Well, we do in our school. Yeah. So that prompted me to ask you guys funny parents' evening stories.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I've got quite a few to get through. Here we go. A mum and dad came to parents' evening. The dad farted really loudly, and it stank so much I wanted to be sick.
Wanted to be sick? Now, that is a bad one. You never want to spew. You want to be like...
Pungent. I couldn't talk as I was choking on the smell.
I don't think he's farted. I think that's nothing but a cold heart shot.
Yeah. I had to leave the meeting.
Just the absolute balls of the dad, just like, oh, hi, Miss Jones. Like, and then just sitting there whilst everyone's eyes are burning.
Oh, my God. The fact he did it loudly as well. Oh, not even trying to hide
it. That you're like, what was it? Oh, choking on the smell.
Choking on the smell.
Oh, is that like personification? Would you class that as personification?
No, I'd class that as absolutely disgusting.
Because you can't actually choke, can you?
Well, it's like heaving, innit?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, that'd be so bad.
God, with South North and personification, I'm having a merry. Can I just say I'm very, very tired?
Teaching year
six. I'm tired.
Teaching year six, mum and dad attended. Dad was utterly stunning. Couldn't look at him for the whole meeting. Only spoke to Mum. I felt dreadful afterwards, but the one time I tried to speak to him, I got totally tongue-tied.
What? So just had the absolute hots for the dad?
Yeah, yeah. It also says he has triplets who are 11 years old. I went to say to a parent that a child and their friend were butting heads at that moment in time. Cue teacher tiredness. And what I actually said was, your child and their friend are butt heads. like this, she was 8 in the 90s. Like she was the bully in Homeward Bound.
That's so funny that. They were butt heads.
Oh, God.
Like, why'd you say that, Beaver?
Remember them Beavers and Buttheads? Oh, bloody hell.
Great stuff.
He wasn't who they said should have played them in real life. It was Benedict Cumberbatch as Beavis and Neil Patrick Harris as Butthead.
We used to work with a guy who well looked like Butthead, didn't we?
Who?
At Next.
Hang on.
I don't want to say the name, but you don't remember. I always remember when he walked in and someone went, "Did he look like Butthead?" And I was just like, oh,
you
my
gonna have
God.
To tell me who it is now. Who? I'm whispering in my ear. yeah, he did. Like,
you need replen. Shut up, baby.
Oh, God. Anyone who's not a millennial will not get any of that at all, will they?
These cringy dads.
Do you remember the where he used to put his T-shirt?
Oh,
I am... What is it? What did he used to say?
Cornelio.
I am Cornelio. Oh, God. All right. So someone, I must get to. All right, a couple who had recently opened a tattoo shop.
All the things you said.
A couple. Oh, I've got the giggles now. A couple who had recently opened a tattoo shop offered to give me matching rosettes on a certain part of my body at a discount.
Ooh.
I politely declined.
Where, what do you think the matching? Do you think on the
buttocks? I'm thinking Cheryl Cole, sort of.
On the buttocks.
On the butt head. And then someone followed up with, I had similar with a parent who offered me discount at their clinic. Can you guess what the clinic was?
Oh, you'd need discount at it. I'd probably say something like a CBD one.
No, they were a plastic surgeon who specialised in breast implants.
Oh. You can't be offering that out, can you?
Yeah.
You can't be offering that out.
Well, then she came out with, at the end, she, don't really need help in that department.
That's like going to a teacher who's got like, I don't know, a gap in her teeth, or one could even just go like, thanks so much for your help with my son. Anyway, have I ever told you I'm a dentist? And if you come in, you'd just be like, shut up, baby.
When I was in my 50s, a lovely young dad sincerely and caringly talked to me about his and his wife's contraception /sexual difficulties with me. Anyway, your child's expected reading level. Yeah, but I swear people come to parents' evening.
Just to thinking unload their issues.
Yeah, thinking it's something else. This was a Catholic school, but he did not know that I was a token agnostic. So do you think he's come to parents' evening thinking it's confession?
Forgive me, teacher, for I have sinned. What?
Oh, God. Some parents. Right. I had a massive nosebleed all over the table. My notes and I splashed the parents as I ran to get tissues.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
That teacher for picking your nose. Pretty neat.
A parent passed out when I was talking about their son.
That depends. We need more context to that.
I know that's all it says. What were you saying at that point? Yeah. Him and his friend are buttheads.
Yeah, he's a massive butthead.
Years ago, parents had been on the Channel 4 show about the resort hedonism. Do you remember this program? Do you know what hedonism is?
No.
Right, so hedonism, if I'm remembering this properly, it was like a hotel.
Yeah.
Hedonism has been earning its reputation for being the premier adult playground for debauchery near Jamaica. So it was basically a hotel where people just, like swingers, they just go there and swing.
All right.
But what made me laugh about this story is, years ago, parents had been on the Channel 4 show about the resort hedonism. It's hard doing a parents' evening having watched the dad do naked volleyball. But how do you know? Like, how are you watching hedonism that intently that you're like, bloody hell, that's Bobby's mum and dad, that.
Well, I don't know. What's the show like? Bobby's mum and dad could be like, we've got a six-year-old called Bobby.
No, it was very much, I can't really remember. I think I only watched a couple. It was when I must have been like 13, 14.
No, I don't remember it, but
it was like just old couples going there, just swinging, just doing everything naked. Just being on like a...
Yeah, like
an all-inclusive, kind of, right. Just naked with a bit of like... playful.
Naked volleyball's not a bit of me.
No, sanded get every- well, I know, it get everywhere.
Sandy groin.
What's
the
song
one
from Top Gun?
Playing
with the
boys.
Yeah.
I've got sand in me gooch.
Oh, it's got in my eye.
Remix.
Which one? Oh, God. In my NQT year, first ever parents' evening, I knocked my whole glass of water over a father's lap. Talking with my hands, I've used a water bottle with a lid for the last 11 years.
11 years. At least it was water. God, imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine a boiling hot brew.
Oh, God, yeah. I've caused a domestic between mum and dad on a couple of occasions. That's all it says. Nothing more.
That's it?
That's...
Oh, what?
I mean, what an opener. I know. What an opener.
Yeah, it makes the reader want to read on, but there's jackal to read on.
I mean, we don't know why. Is it something she said or something she did?
Well, if it's the woman who was just staring at the dad, I bet the mum was just like, were you staring back?
Last parents' evening, we had a power cut. We had to conduct our meetings by the torchlight of mobile phones. Like a seance.
Like Coldplay concert.
If anyone's out there, let us know. I'm getting the word.
Now we'll try to teach you.
It all got really complicated. We had to swap for the next appointment. And the parents...
Sorry.
The parents were all crashing into one another outside the door trying to work out where to go.
Oh, just sack it off, wouldn't you? You'd sack it off. I'll just come any night, like straight after school.
A parent was wearing a breastfeeding sling thing and a boob popped out bottom halfway through the meeting. The boob popped out the bottom halfway through the meeting. She didn't notice and I was too embarrassed to mention it, so I had to carry on like nothing was happening.
What would you do? What would you do?
As in, well,
like, how would you say? Because it's like that classic thing, isn't it? Like, would you, someone comes out with a Russell Crowe on the nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go? You got a massive bogey there. Or do
I think
you know,
I probably would do. I'd have to be, I think I would. Otherwise, you just put it out yourself.
I'd just do it in action.
So your little son, Bobby, right?
That's not going to make a thing. Just like his teacher's weird.
His breast subject, his best subject.
I'd do it. Yeah. And I don't mean to milk it, but, I'd look at her and just be like, and just point at the breast. You know, like when you point to the side of your mouth?
Yeah.
I just point to them. I bet you'd be thinking, dirty perv.
I know, yeah. Excuse me while I just nip to the toilet. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do. To be fair, I could quite easily see myself just getting on with it.
I'd do some...
That's in just the parents evening. Not anything to do with the breast.
Just chowing down.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'd see myself just tucking in.
No. I'd just get through the parents' evening. Oh. Yeah, give out the targets. Give out the targets. And then, yeah, oh, God.
And then she goes to the next person. And then, like, her parents, she's mates with, bloody hell, Lindy, your tits out. While you're sat on the table, like, I didn't notice it.
Oh, God. On the table next to me, I heard a parent say, if Gordon gives you any more trouble, I'll ram his tongue so far down his throat, it'll come out of his arse. That would be the parent who'd be like, Lynn, your tits.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
What about this?
Gordon.
It's called Gordon. That's a rare name.
That is
child,
a rare man. Name, yeah.
Gordon. All right, Gordon. I can't imagine anyone.
I can't imagine
under the
Gordon,
age
no.
of 30 being called Gordon.
No, Gordon.
Did King. Anyone go to your school?
No.
No, I've not. I only know a Gordon. And he's old, one Gordon. He's older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know Gordon Ramsay, and that's it.
Yeah.
And Gordon Strachan.
For context, this was in Italy. A colleague sat down with a set of parents on the year one chairs, and a gun fell out of the dad's pocket. His response was, oops. He wasn't a member of the mafia, but his father had been a magistrate, so he had permission to carry. But seriously,
Jesus.
Oops. I can imagine that. So, how's little Timmy getting on?
Well, he's really struggling in maths. Actually, do you know what? On second thoughts, he's smashing it. He's the best.
But I've decided I will do extra tuition to just yeah. get him through.
I'd hate because it'd be in Italy and I wouldn't know the language. I'd just put my hands up like, ciao, Bella. Ciao. Please. Ciao.
Oh, God. That would freak you out, wouldn't it? You'd be absolutely cacking it.
Yeah, and the rest of the meeting just like scared to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Does he get on with his peers? Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. And I know there's going to be like a, you know, special jobs head boy. He's head boy. Yeah. We've given him all the jobs.
Yeah. Would you be more freaked out with the gun? Or the boob, which would be more nerve-wracking for you?
Oh, I'd prefer the boob. But neither of you. As in, I think I've got the stones to be like, yeah. That's all I've got. Right, excuse me. You know, the greatest
you
thing.
Need a... Who was it when... Richard and Judy and her.
Oh, when Judy finished.
Who was it who came
John
up?
Leslie.
Just need John Leslie to pop no, in.
You don't need no, John Leslie no, you in don't, school. Yeah.
No.
No, yeah, you just, yeah.
So, inexplicably, in my early career, the school decided to give out free quiche at parents' evening.
No.
No.
Why? No.
Why?
It's going to anger the parents.
Free quiche. One dad was munching quiche whilst waiting for me to be available. When I went to shake his hand, he transferred bits of uneaten quiche onto mine during the handshake, leaving a slimy trail of quiche on my said hand. This was both embarrassing and quite frankly disgusting. # quichegate.
Don't think it deserves a gate. But... No, I think quiche is not a bit of me. And I feel like, is it on your menu?
I don't mind a bit of quiche.
Is it on your menu at school?
Not in the days menu. When I'm there. Not in the days. No, but I don't mind a bit of quiche.
I think the body language of the children change when you read out options for today. You know, like chicken burrito, quiche. Just like...
Yeah, but I mean, then the teacher's pulling out the gun with the quiche.
Eat quiche.
The slimy trail of quiche.
What is like?
Could be
what,
worse.
What is quiche Lorraine?
So it's just a certain. Is it not the quiche with cheese and ham?
I don't know.
I don't know. Right, but anyway, nothing beats when we had online parents' evening and the poor probationer was met with mum and dad lying in bed. The dad was topless.
What? Oh.
Sorry, am I interrupting? Seriously, where's the etiquette?
No.
Where's the etiquette?
No, sometimes it goes out the door.
I had a stomach bug and threw up every 20 minutes. Had to keep running out the room to the staff toilets. Cue gossip that I was pregnant.
Oh, classic Gus.
Yeah, classic parent Gus. So the other year, some of the parents had arrived after lunch, and due to the clear-up, staff were putting out tables. As I entered the hall, I was asked to help. And as I went to turn, my shoe buckled on the wet floor and I went flying. I landed face first on my arm in front of all of the parents. I looked up to see a row of shocked faces. I was so embarrassed and struggled to get up, having actually hurt myself.
Did you say she fell face first on her arm?
I landed face first on my arm. Yeah. Yeah,
that's not what you want.
That's embarrassing, but I think this is probably even worse. Didn't recognise a child from my class. Denied I was her teacher. I was wrong. And mortified.
That is shocking.
What's that? No, I don't teach Sophie. Sophie's not in my class. I think you've got the wrong teacher.
Oh, I don't. That's made me cringe.
Yeah. And got a few more. So, again, parents oversharing, because why not? A parent told me it was a birthday and she'd had a drunken quickie round the back of the pub with some young lad she'd just met. A few weeks later, she came to tell me she was pregnant and hoped it wasn't a ginger baby, as the boy was ginger. You can guess the punchline. And that's from a Christine Parkinson. No. Who's our mum, by the way.
What's the punchline?
Well, obviously she had a child who was ginger.
Oh, right.
From the quickie around the back of the pub for a birthday.
All right.
Just before parents' evening.
After the quickie, she might have been like, when your legs don't
work. In fact.
Used to before.
didn't Harry, Prince Harry.
Oh, have a quickie behind the pub, yeah.
Well, I'm not one for conspiracy theories.
I don't like gossip.
Yeah. One of my ex-colleagues had her waters break / went into labour during parents' evening. She was amazingly cool about it all.
I just don't think go parents' evening if you're about to go.
I know. I mean, yeah. Not to me, but a colleague tells a story of a parent sitting down on a chair and it gave way beneath her. They had to haul her off the hall.
Haul. That's a tough way to explain it. That they haul had to her lasso off her off the floor,
and then they had to what?
Lasso. Like the head comes in.
Yeah.
On the horse. Come on, let's take out the train.
Yellowstone. mine, which I've told before, mother was sewing whilst waiting for her appointment. So I asked her what she was making. She said, "It's a quilt. I sew to stop myself looking at internet porn."
What? Why? Just this year. I like sewing. Sewing is calming. Instead of like, yeah, so I sew so I don't watch loads of porn. Just like...
Okay. Mother as well. Oh, that is lovely. Shall we discuss? For Christmas that year, I received a beautiful single bed-sized quilt. I still have it. It must have saved her hours.
Listen, all I'm saying is that quilt will have stains.
No, it stops her. It stops her. It distracts her. I'd take the quilt. A parent wondering why the chair was wet. A toddler had been sitting on it previously.
Why is it wet? It's a good one.
A single dad asked me out. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. He was double my age and smelt like a polecat. What's a polecat?
I don't know what a polecat is. I'm laughing at cat.
Cat. Oh, polecat. How would you know what a polecat smells like?
Yeah, surely you...
It's just sort of like a little ferret type animal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
How do you know what...
like a polecat.
Well, she must have a polecat pet. She must have a pet. Is a polecat what was in Kindergarten Cop?
I don't know. European polecat.
Yeah. That's mad, that. Just said he smelt bad. Smelt like a polecat.
Or he smelt grim. But I don't get that.
So it's a no to the date.
What parent, like, heads to parents' evening and asks the teacher? It's, if you're the kid there, oh, my days. That's horrendous.
That is cringe. Especially, because I don't know. We do parents' evening just the parents. The kids don't come along.
I think for the most part, unless they, like, really can't get anything to sort.
Yeah. Right. First parents' evening as an NQT, and I taught the governor's child. Having discussed his academic ability, we moved on to his behaviour, which was cheeky but never malicious. Quite like that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah. Someone cheeky, but
someone's
not
got
malicious.
A bit about him, but they're not harsh.
Yeah. She agreed and asked her son what it was. What it was she calls him. He was very reluctant to answer and very surprised at the question. Eventually, after asking several times and really, really pushing for an answer, he sheepishly looked at me and she says, "She calls me a dickhead." Needless to say, that was my first appointment and I couldn't wait for a break to tell someone else my story.
Right, wait, I'm confused there. So the governor with the boy, who asked the boy who calls who what?
The mum. And what do I call you?
Oh, right.
Like, tell her what I call
you.
So
he's like, he's funny, he's cheeky, but he's not malicious. Oh, well, tell him what I call you.
Yeah.
And the kid just goes, harsh on the kid.
Working in it.
Yeah. She calls me a polecat.
Working in an international school and navigating language barriers, one parent attended with his father and told me that his father had worked at a Japanese power plant. He paused and said, "And now he will die from it." There was a really awkward silence and we continued the discussion about the child. All the while, I was looking sympathetically at them both and feeling truly awful for them that they had that devastating news. It was only as they walked off I realised, retired. He'd said he is now retired from it. So, not died, but retired.
Just sat there the whole meeting like, "So sorry. Sorry for your loss."
I just don't feel like I need to tell you this much because there's other things you need to be doing with each other. another one was where the appointment was a bit shorter than the prescribed time. So parents thought they'd closed down the feed. Oh, so this must be on an online one. A Zoom one. It finished shorter than expected. Parent thought they'd closed down the feed and said, "Yeah, he is as bald as you said he was."
Oh, no.
Child apologised the next day in class.
How funny is it that, like, that's what the kid's going home and saying, though? "Seriously, Dad, you will not believe how bald my teacher is. Seriously.
Wait, his head's so shiny." Yeah. You'll see it. You won't see it because it'll be reflecting the light. Online chatting to mother and child, picture suddenly went black. Shortly resolved to a clear focus close-up of a cat's arse. Cat's backside. Oh, sorry, I've lost you there. I think your feed's gone. And then just a close-up of a cat's... That's the parent. Just sort of subtly telling you. A shout from the mother, followed by a meow, both following the cat off screen and an apology. Disadvantage of them having a good webcam with autofocus.
I love that. You know, a couple of screams, a meow.
Right, last couple. Walked into the waiting classroom with all the books so the parents can look through the pupils' work. I overheard a parent saying, "I don't want to see your maths books, as maths is S-word, and you only need to read letters and emails and fill out forms." The little boy looked very uncomfortable as I'm maths lead. I've been doing interventions with him all year. Which he was obviously proud of and wanted to show his mum.
Bless.
Yeah.
Bless the little cotton socks.
One parent's evening, a hamster escaped and walked along the windowsill behind the parent on my very first parent's evening.
A hamster?
Must be a class pet. Bet there's some good class pet stories that we need to get into.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, this one, can you imagine? I once told a mum to have a great time in New York as a wee girl had told me she was going. Meanwhile, the daddy's behind her shaking his head and shushing me. Turns out it was a surprise for a 40th.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
I mean, not going to lie, with wounded. Some of the stories that we've had on here, I thought dad may have booked New York for his girlfriend.
Oh, right.
Oh, God.
No, but you can imagine how, as a surprise, and then you've dropped it, parent, especially if parents' evening didn't go well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Enjoy the Big Apple.
Your child's not making the right choices, but hey, heads up. Yeah. Have a good time in the old Yeah, in the Big Apple.
Isle of NY.
And last one. My child's really looking to looking forward to parents' evening. Me. Oh, so am I. I can't wait to talk about your progress. Nah, it's not that. He thinks you're a babe.
Hubba, hubba.
Me. Oh, okay. Turns out mum came to parents' evening and was not very friendly.
Yeah, because dad's been jacking it. Right.
So as always, a massive, just before you finish off with that story, massive thank you for all those stories. They're absolutely brilliant. We have got some others on the website, so we'll come to them next week. And of course, please keep sharing your stories. Anything that you think will give us a giggle, ideally if it's teach related. If not, if it's just a story that is something that's happened to you outside of teaching, share it at the website, to Mr. P's podcast. You can also tell us if you're going to be at one of our live shows. So we've got the next tour coming up next October over the half term break. Tickets are still available for all the dates, so don't miss out on that. Come along, make a day of it, night of it, weekend of it, whatever it might be, and then share your stories, because we'll be dedicating part of the show to reading out some of your funny stories. Right, go on then. You've got a story to finish.
I've got two, but then I read this other one and I don't think I can say it. So I'm gonna show it to you.
Right.
And see. Yeah, look, read that.
Right.
Sorry to everyone who's listening. I just don't. It's like weirdly not funny, but weird.
Oh, no. It's going to kill the vibe.
That's what I mean.
It's going to kill the vibe.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean,
it's not good. It's weird, isn't it? But it's just like, you can imagine it happening.
There's a cringe level in there, isn't there?
There is a cringe level, but it's it's pretty sad.
Yeah, no. we'll stay away from that one.
Basically, a mum came to parents' evening and a polecat started sucking on a boob. Right. I have just listened to one of your recent episodes and could totally relate to the tale of hitting a head teacher's car.
Okay.
I am a TA and I had moved countries for personal reasons. Not knowing the schools in the area, I decided to do agency TA work. Shout out.
Yeah.
My first school I was assigned went so well that I was there for almost a year, and they asked me if I would like to join the school permanently.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a boom.
Yeah.
Bang. I agreed and had an interview, and the day arrived where I would find out if I got it.
Wait, hang on a second. Why are you doing an interview if you've been offered to stay permanently?
Listen, I'm asking questions. So I agreed and had an interview, and the day arrived where I would find out if I got it. I always parked my car at the rear of the school, but this day decided to use an empty spot next to a brand new BMW.
Yeah.
Reversing was not my strong point.
Oh, God.
But I thought I had enough space. I misjudged it. My reversing and scraped along the side of the BMW.
Eesh, I've been there, done it.
As my car was gold... Some would say orange. So orange then. I had left my colour on the car. I knew I had to admit it. I did not know whose car it was. I went in and asked.
Because the BMW's been tangoed.
I went in and asked and found out it was the head teacher's car.
Oh, no.
And she had collected it that morning
from
the showroom.
Oh, God.
This is great. I went to her office and knocked on. As I entered, she said, "I wanted to see you to say congratulations and welcome to the team."
Pop open the Prosecco.
I thanked her, then told her about the car.
Can we sign the contract first?
I have got something else I need to teach you about, but let's get the deets out.
Let's just get the transfer and then announced. Let's get it tweeted.
Yeah. And then it just says, thought she was going to retract the offer. She was in fact lovely, and my husband found a company to repair it immediately. I never parked in front of the school again.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And now for the last story.
No. Didn't park or wasn't allowed to park in front of the school.
I love how that, like, reversing's not my strong point. Then don't do it next to a brand new BMW.
Oh, God. God, right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we really, 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 really do appreciate it. If you have enjoyed it, share it. You know, if you've got a friend, colleague, someone who you think will find it funny, do share it. We want to keep growing it. And obviously, get your tickets for the live show. Join the Facebook group. Follow us on the socials. And if you've not left a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd really appreciate it if you can do that as well. So we'll be back next week. Thank you very much.
Yeah, take care.